Our minds have been educated to record, retrieve, compare, and classify information. But when we repeat what we've heard or read, our words are hollow, because we don't really know what we're talking about. We don't experience an inner satisfaction when we mechanically present our mind's accumulated information as something we actually know, because that information hasn't become part of our being. When the mind becomes interested in registering the activity of our own body, we have more energy, because instead of separating itself from our body, the mind starts to participate in our body's activity. As we continue to register our body's manifestations with interest, our feelings start to participate too, and we experience a new quality of aliveness. When an inner authority is created through the unification of our body, mind, and feelings, and through our desire for self-understanding, an impression of existence is simultaneously received in all three. In fact, this I exists in the absence of thoughts and feelings. At the presence of that authority, we are connected to existence. We remain ordinary, but life tastes different. The taste of I am-ness is in it. "Do you know what freedom is?" someone once asked me. "I thought I did," I said, "until you asked." Everything in life is like that. At first, we assume we know about everything. But when that authority which knows you have a body exists, you have freedom from conceptual existence. Rima can relax us, but that's not its principal aim. Rima decrystallizes the body, mind, and feelings. As the body is decrystallized, it becomes capable of having new movements and postures. Its relationship to the life force changes. As the feelings are decrystallized, they no longer swing between like and dislike. Instead, they respond to life directly. As the mind is decrystallized, mind, feelings, and body can have a new relationship and function cooperatively. Rima's principles don't say your mind or feelings have to be a certain way. Rima is simply a way of freeing energy for productive work. Whatever you wish to do, you need energy to do it. Associative mind, reactive feelings, and tense body waste energy. Working with the principles creates receptive mind, supportive feelings, and relaxed body. The energy that is usually consumed by the conflict between mind and feelings and by physical tension becomes available.
Doing Brahma, doing self-Brahma, and applying any of the nine principles in your daily life, these support you to become present and remain present. When you are present, others are supported to be present, and there is mutual support.
Anytime you give support, mutual support is taking place, because you are receiving support simultaneously. Whenever you are in a position to give support, it's because you have been supported to be able to be in that position. At any moment you manifest in harmony with your understanding, in harmony with your conscience, in harmony with your true nature, you are being supported. When you recognize any phenomenon without commentary, mutual support is taking place. Say you have recognition of your body breathing. Where did you get this body? How is it able to breathe? The more you look, the more you see you are constantly receiving the support of existence, every moment of your life. Coming to the present is not a technique. There's no technique that can bring you to be present for a moment. Techniques belong to the mind, and the mind is never present. It's always in the past or future. That's why Brahma is not a technique. Everything it has, even the specific sequences and self-Brahma exercises, are expressions of one universal energy. When you're connected to that, whatever you do is Brahma. The activity of the body while you are present is Brahma.